Ramping up your business? The time is near. You've given it heart. Now get it in gear. It's Passage to Profit with Richard and Elizabeth Gearhart.
I'm Richard Gearhart, founder of Gearhart Law, a full-service intellectual property law firm specializing in patents, trademarks, and copyrights.
And I'm Elizabeth Gearhart, not an attorney, but I do marketing for Gearhart Law, and I have my own startups and podcasts.
Are you one of the 2 in 5 Americans wanting to start your own business or already a business owner? Stay tuned. This show is about starting and growing your business. Welcome to Passage to Profit, the road to entrepreneurship, where we learn why and how ordinary people just like you started and grew their businesses, and we also talk about the intellectual property that helps protect your innovations. Now it's time to go to our featured guest, Scott Clary. He is an amazing guy. I've gotten a chance to know him over the last couple of days, and he's really super, super smart. He's very articulate. He also has this huge podcast. And
you're
so,
very kind.
Oh, no, it's all true. You have to admit it's all true. He's an entrepreneur, investor, author, and podcaster. He's the founder and CEO of The Social Club, a highly vetted private members community of entrepreneurs and investors and executives. And he also hosts the Success Story podcast, the number one podcast and top 10 business podcast. So if you haven't had a chance to listen to Success Story, do it. You will be so inspired. Scott interviews inspirational people. He's also the founder of a weekly business newsletter with over 321,000 subscribers. That's a lot of people. So welcome to the show. So
thank you.
Scott, what is the most important thing for you in your career?
In my career? You know, as I was listening to what everyone was saying as to why they started their podcast, there was one thread that I think I just want to touch on because I think it's an important point for an entrepreneur who's building something. When you build something, if you give back to a community or an audience, you will find a way to become successful. And I don't think I always wrapped my mind around this idea, but it's proven to be true time and time again because I put out a lot of free content. Almost everything I put out was free. Again, I did not start a show with a product. I started a show when I was still building a company completely unrelated to the show. So all the interviews I was doing, all that was free content. Even the newsletter, it's free content. And I found that when you take care of others, especially at scale, you live a life dedicated to teaching and education and giving back and helping people not have to reinvent the wheel. Honestly, this is what I've sort of built my show around. It's what I've built my current business around, The Social Club, you mentioned that. And the money takes care of itself. So I think that, not to sound too cliche, but when you go in and build anything, or especially as a content creator, if you go in with a very selfless attitude, an audience first attitude, and you don't try and milk money out of people immediately, especially as a creator, and you build this incredible community, the money will take care of itself. You have to find a way eventually to monetize this audience, which is important, so you have some longevity. But I think that that's probably one of the most important creator ideas and concepts that I think people have to wrap their head around. Because on the flip side, I see people that monetize too early, trying to sell things and teach things that they don't even know anything about.
And
I think that's the negative side of the creator economy. Gurus and whatnot selling courses for thousands of dollars online, you know, day zero.
Yeah. I mean, it's like any other relationship where you have to build trust. And building trust takes time. And people need to know what you're about. And so I think that's why just doing it for the sake of doing it is so important.
I loved your comment about people that don't really know what they're talking about trying to teach other people and charge for it. Because especially in podcasting and YouTube space, I have been listening to a lot of different people talking about it and watching videos and stuff. And I know from my own research, they're getting stuff wrong. And I feel like there's better ways to do things. So I think you have to be careful when you hire people like that. And I do think somebody really needs to build up their credibility. And I think they need to build it up with content that's free, like you said. But one thing I wanted to ask you about was, how important is social media to podcasting? Because I feel like it's pretty important.
I think when you start a podcast is the product, or you are the product, and social is your marketing channel. Like, you wouldn't start a company and say, I'm just ignoring social media. It'd be a pretty stupid idea to start a company in 2024 and say, I'm ignoring social media. And you even take a look at some big Fortune 500, Fortune 1000 companies that they ignore social media, and they will eventually get disrupted by somebody who's more agile, understands how to tap into somebody's emotion and use basically free social and free reach to galvanize a community, right? So social media is the marketing channel. It's a bullhorn. It's a megaphone that you have to use regardless. So I think some of my success I can attribute to the fact that I was a marketer and I got into the weeds on everything before I hired someone to do it, including social. So I understand right away, not only social, I mean, I code a website, I could do video editing, audio mastering, graphics on Canva, copywriting, run ads, SEO, an article on my website. I learned how to do all this stuff, at least at a rudimentary level, because I knew that I had to figure out the marketing and social aspect. One cannot exist without the other successfully.
So there's more to starting a podcast than just a microphone and talking, right? There's a whole universe of knowledge that you have to tap into, whether you decide to do it yourself or you hire a producer or get some help.
Yeah, I mean, I see you have 22 million downloads. That's like incredible. How do you get 22 million downloads?
Yeah, but like, it's episode by episode. It's one episode at a time. There's more than just getting a microphone, but that is the first thing. Just starting, and I think that's very important. But then once you have that process built out and you started that thing, then figure out, okay, what can I add on? What is the marketing channel? What is the derivative content? What is the short form video? What is another medium? I don't want to assume that everybody in the world just listens to podcasts. So maybe I want to turn that into a newsletter because I know that I'm going to find people that like reading about entrepreneurship, not just listening to it, because I'm not selfish enough to think that everybody has to be a podcast listener, right? So, I mean, you start with the first episode and then you reverse engineer what other people have done. And I reverse engineer what people do on different marketing channels.
So were you ever scared to go on?
Never.
Never?
Never.
That is so not like me.
It's because I have the firm belief that everybody who's accomplished something is not that special. They figured it out. They've tried hard. Maybe they got a little bit of luck. But if I can see someone else has done it and I'm smart enough to reverse engineer the steps they took and I execute against that playbook, I will end up some version of successful. I truly believe that. And it's not like that was how I was born, but I noticed that pattern across anything I attempted to do in my life. And one thing that has allowed me to adopt that view has been just itemizing and keeping track of my wins across my entire life. Because when you realize how much you win, then it's almost a question of how could this not work out? Because what happens when we go through life and business, you really pay attention to the losses. You pay attention to the time when a deal didn't work out, when you got sued, when you got fired, when you had to fire an employee, whatever happens, you pay attention to that. That imprints on your brain. That's why news cycles focus on negative headlines, because that's what actually sticks. But if you look at your win to loss ratio, you win 1,000 times every damn day. Every damn day. So itemize your wins, keep track of them, however it is, whether or not you put them on a poster board, or I know somebody that looks at their Instagram, looks at all the trips and stuff they took over the last year and just keeps like a mental account of their how cool their life is. The point is you're keeping track of that. So you're almost logicking yourself into realizing what you can accomplish.
Richard, do you remember that book you read years ago by Dan Sullivan about the gap? I think it's the same sort of thing.
Right. When you're down and you're thinking about missed opportunities, you look back at all that you've accomplished, and so it lifts your spirits.
And when you're a podcaster and doing a radio show, whatever, you're really putting yourself out there. As a business owner, you are putting yourself out there. When you're doing this stuff, you're really putting yourself out there. It's a little scary. What do you do if there's negative comments on social media about you or people say mean things?
It means that I'm growing. It means that I'm doing something right. It means that I have an opinion, which is good.
Biggest mistakes that you see people who are entering into the podcast space make?
The biggest mistake people make would be not setting themselves up to be able to do the thing for a long enough period of time to see the results. So that could mean that you try and do a show a day. That could mean that you invest $10,000 a month in an agency to produce it when you cannot afford that. That could mean that you quit your job and hope to monetize your podcast, and then you realize you didn't monetize it quick enough and you have to quit and go get a job again. Whatever it is, you jumped into it too far. This is not just podcasting. This is an entrepreneurial lesson, but yes, podcasting as well. And then you can't stick with it for a period of time, because success is when you stick with something for an unreasonable amount of time and iterate and learn and really just test out what works and what doesn't until you figure it out. So any business, any podcast, my rule is find a way to do it for 10 years. That's the thought process. Seems like a long time. In my opinion, it's not when you're trying to build something that could change your life.
It's not.
Yeah.
We've been doing this for 6 years. It's like we started yesterday.
Yeah.
Right?
And look at where you're sitting right now in a studio in New York City. That's pretty damn good.
But that's okay. That's what this show is about. So what were your solutions for getting through those really challenging times? Because there will be times you feel like you should just pack it all in.
I think that just sort of shelving the ego aside, maybe realizing that you're not the smartest person in the room, maybe leveraging the A players that you probably have hired, hopefully, to come in with solutions.
I agree. Keeping yourself out of it and getting out of your own way.
Yeah.
And sort of having this ideal zone where you're confident enough to make decisions and take action. I mean, if something went right, I used to hit the ceiling with happiness and then I would go crashing down when the opposite happened.
But one thing you always did when things went right, if there was extra income, you always put that away in the bank. You can reinvest a lot of it into your business, right. But you should have that cushion there.
Well, yeah. So that's more of a tactical, like, know your burn rate. Burn rate is the number one most important thing your business should pay attention to. And it's really how much cash you have in the bank versus how much are you spending every single month. That's really it at the end of the day. So you have to know your numbers.
Every investor gets a little percentage of your company, right? Or maybe a big percentage. Can you dilute it so far that you can't get investment money anymore?
You can dilute it so far that you lose your company, which is worse. If you raise at a bad valuation, you'd actually have to do something called a down round, where the next round you raise has to be at a lower valuation because you basically screwed up the valuation and you did not fulfill the promises to your investors or the growth that you're promising your investors.
Yeah. Tough sell.
It's not good. So the point is, do not dilute yourself. Do not undervalue your company. Try and build a company that's profitable. Try and build a company without raising money. And that's where you'll be the happiest as an entrepreneur.
That was my next point, was like just taking a look at the creator economy, mm-hmm. and how creators are functioning and, you know, having the ability to monetize their platforms. What advice would you give to someone who's like a smaller creator kind of starting off?
You want to get into a cadence of how you can continuously produce content because that's your product. So mm-hmm. find a way to continuously produce where you're not overburdening yourself financially in the content creation process. And then the next step would be monetizing. Understand your value as a creator. Understand that sometimes companies take advantage of creators. So you want to figure out how many impressions are you getting. A metric to track how you should charge is CPM, cost per mil. That means cost per 1,000 impressions. So figure out what a good CPM is for your type of content. Could be $5 or could be $50 if it's business finance content. Doesn't mm-hmm. matter. Learn how to value yourself so you can go into a negotiation from a position of power and authority. And then more tactically, I mean, you can either use agencies, but also be careful that you negotiate good deals. Run campaigns, understand how to value yourself. Use ChatGPT to put together a contract. You'll monetize.
You're listening to Passage to Profit with Richard and Elizabeth Gerhardt. Our guest, Scott Cleary, is here. And stay tuned. We're going to be hearing Secrets of the Entrepreneurial Mind coming up soon.
Have you considered getting life insurance, but you smoke? And you've been told more than once that you need to pay smoker rates, and those rates are too expensive for you? Are you between the ages of 40 and 70? Now you can call our special toll-free number at the Term Lifeline and learn how to qualify for a life insurance policy at non-smoker rates. That's right. Now you can get a life insurance policy, even if you're a smoker, at non-smoker rates. You can save significantly on a life insurance policy. Call right now. Ask our specialist how you can qualify for non-smoker life insurance rates, even if you are a smoker. We'll shop all the top life insurance companies and provide you rates that you can afford. Call now and ask our agents how you can qualify for non-smoker life insurance rates.
800-565-2430. 800-565-2430. 800-565-2430. That's 800-565-2430.
Learn how thousands of smart homeowners are investing about a dollar to avoid expensive home repair bills. John, a former non-customer, said, "My air conditioner broke and I had to spend $1,900 to fix it." Jeff, a customer, wrote, "My air conditioner broke and I got a new one at no out-of-pocket cost." Mary, a former non-customer, wrote, "My heating system stopped running. I had to spend $3,000 to get a new one." Lisa, a customer, wrote, "My heater stopped working. I got it fixed at no out-of-pocket cost." For about $1 a day, you can have all the major appliances and systems in your home guaranteed fixed or replaced. Call now. If the lines are busy, please call back.
Call the Home Warranty Hotline now at 800-255-4940. 800-255-4940. 800-255-4940. That's 800-255-4940.
Now back to Passage to Profit. Once again, Richard and Elizabeth Gerhardt.
And our special guest, Scott Clary, who has just done amazing things and knows so much about business. Scott, what is your number one tip? I know you say longevity, making sure that you can keep your podcast going.
I think another tip would be tracking your wins, because that puts you in the right mindset. It's not complicated. It's just removing the fog from where you are now to where you want to be.
I want to go back a little bit to not only podcasting, but I want to go to YouTube. You managed to grow your YouTube quite significantly. What do you think was the biggest factor in that?
If I look, and you can go into YouTube and you can see all the analytics, if I look at what type of content brought the most subscribers, it's short form content. Short form is what all social is now competing on. So I'm now trying to create better short form because I know that that's playing into the algorithm on YouTube.
How short is short form?
Under 60 seconds.
TikTok type of stuff.
TikTok type, yeah. Find a way to create content that fits into that, because that will get the most organic reach.
In your mind, do you need to have a podcast on YouTube and a podcast, an audio podcast on other sites?
Yes. I think that you need to have video. I think video needs to be a component. I think it's useful for two reasons, more than two, but it creates trust with an audience that audio alone will have trouble doing. It will create trust at probably a lower rate than just video. If I'm watching somebody, I know who they are, I see their mannerisms, see all that stuff. And then also, it can create a lot of derivative content that plays into other platforms' algorithms, right? So with just audio, that's not getting any traction on TikTok. But if I have video content, I can repurpose that. So it reduces the amount of effort required to go everywhere.
Right. And we're talking about podcasting. We're not talking about radio, because everybody has their radios on all the time. So they hear the audio content on radio. What would you say, Kenya, about that?
Yeah, I would say, I mean, that's the way we've been able to scale our podcast network so quickly, was like via the radio stations, right? But my question for you is, what's the benefit of having a YouTube podcast versus what I feel like everybody was kind of doing before already?
So I don't care that much about a YouTube podcast. I care about my podcast going on YouTube. That specific feature, they're not giving it enough love. If I felt like that dramatically increased reach, then I'd find a way to use that better, or I'd understand it more. Right now, I think it's an afterthought, because I think they're competing with Apple and Spotify, and they know that people are uploading video already. So I think that if YouTube started to focus on that, maybe, and I saw like a 5% increase in organic reach, maybe I'd pay more attention to it. But I mean, my playlist was video podcast, and then it just turned into a YouTube podcast. That's air quotes for YouTube podcast, but it's the same thing. So that is not a major growth
differentiator for
me,
you.
Scott Clary, he's the founder and CEO of The Social Club, host of the Success Story podcast. Scott, where can our audience find you?
So you can find me at scottdclary.com. My main podcast is called Success Story, and you can get that wherever you get your podcasts, or all the social is pretty simple. It's at Scott D. Clary.
Well, that's great. Passage to Profit is a nationally syndicated radio show appearing in 31 markets across the United States. Thank you to the P2P team, our producer Noah Fleischman, and our program coordinator Alicia Morrissey and Rissikat Busari. Look for our podcast tomorrow anywhere you get your podcasts. Our podcast is ranked in the top 3% globally. You can also find us on Facebook, Instagram, X, and on our YouTube channel. And remember, while the information on this program is believed to be correct, never take a legal step without checking with your legal professional first. Gearhart Law is here for your patent, trademark, and copyright needs. You can find us at gearhartlaw.com and contact us for a free consultation. Take care, everybody. Thanks for listening, and we'll be back next week.